Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibson, along with Tim Abercrombie. We're going to talk a little basketball and make it professional basketball here with the Frederick Flying Cows team. And with us, one of the owners of the team, Mr. Michael Witt. Mike, thank you for taking some time to be with us.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be on.
So give us a little background, if you would, Mike, about yourself and how your life ended up being where you are right now and being a part of this professional basketball team.
Well, I fell in love with the game of basketball at a very young age. You know, played all through my life, and I've always felt a deep attachment to the game, and not just the game itself, but everything that goes along with it. I had a business which I sold a couple years ago, and ironically, right around the same time, a guy that I used to play pickup ball with had sold his business. That's my partner, Tony Maslish, and we started getting together and saying that we would like to do something in the business world. We both kind of have common philosophies about how to build and run a business and treat people, and he saw a clip on ESPN where a referee had a heart attack on the basketball court, and a player jumped off the bench, ran out on the court, and applied CPR, and I guess he had what they call a widowmaker heart attack, and brought the guy back to life. And in watching that clip, they mentioned that this league was called the Basketball League, or the TBL. And Tony had never heard of it, looked into it, and one thing led to another. And next thing we knew, we were looking for an area to start a team up. We both live in Bethesda and have spent time in Frederick. We were looking for an area that had some vitality to it and the right demographics to support something like this, but was its own community. You know, we didn't want to get caught up in the D.C. area and all the noise and everything going here. And, of course, we were familiar with the success that the Frederick Keys had had and how well they were supported. So we staked our flag in Frederick, and here we are.
Indeed. What were some of the things that kind of pulled?
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
I don't know what that is. what was it about? Frederick, there's a couple things that could really kind of pulled you here, Mike.
You know, walking around downtown, we just felt that there was an energy to the area. I know some people in the area who have raved about the quality of life there and the sense of community, and that it was growing, that there was a lot of excitement in the area. We went over and looked at Hood College and the arena, and Chad Dickman, the basketball coach there, was very enthusiastic about making us feel welcomed and supported the idea. And we were really, really impressed meeting with the mayor, Dave Zydelis, who runs the tourism department, the county executive. I mean, everybody was super enthusiastic and encouraging of this, and you know, it just seemed like it was all systems go. Let's give this a shot.
Well, we're certainly glad you did, Mike.
Yeah, it's exciting, and we have not been let down at all. I mean, the Frederick area is just I mean, I can tell you, I brought my wife up, and after about 2 hours she goes, yeah, I think we should look around for a house up here. This is a really nice place.
Hey, Mike, take us to kind of like the process of what it took to make this a reality as far as dealing with the TBL league and getting players, coaches, et cetera.
Well, Dave Magley, he and his wife are the owners and the visionaries behind the league. He has been very encouraging and supportive, made everything very simple, really, from a ownership level to get this thing set up, and allowed us to go out to their national team meetings in March of 23, so that we could really, you know, all 40 teams were there, the owners, and gave us an opportunity to sit in, talk to people, you know, get a sense of how professionally organized this whole thing was. And then they also, it's a four-day meeting, they do a national combine, they bring in about 250 players, you get to watch them work out for 2 days, and then they do a draft. And at the draft, we actually hijacked a table that wasn't ours, and we got tapped on the shoulder, and it was the guy who's now our head coach, Ed Corporal, who we had taken his table from which he was supposed to make his draft pick. And when he heard that we were starting up a team in Maryland, turns out he's got family back here. Ed lives in Kansas, and he works with Bill Self in the University of Kansas basketball team there. And he essentially recruited us that he wanted to be here. And, you know, he's known as the dean of the TBL. And that made it really easy for us from a player acquisition standpoint, because he's very well respected in the league. And it turns out guys want to come here and play specifically for him. So, you know, I think 7 or 8 of our guys have all won championships in the TBL on different teams. So he commands a lot of respect, and that really, really put us on hitting the fast forward button, because it allowed us really to focus on figuring out how to put together the business side of this operation and let Ed really drive the development of the team.
Very good. And I wanted to talk about your opening weekend last weekend. And for me personally, it was thrilling to see the fan reactions to the whole experience. You had good music playing. And even if you're not a basketball fan, there's something there for everybody. And tell me about your reaction to it, Mike. You guys had to be pleased with how that first weekend went.
We pretty much couldn't have scripted it much better. the part of the vision for this team, and I'm glad that you recognize that, is for this to be a fun experience for people, so that even if you're not a big basketball fan, you know, we want people to feel entertained and feel like they have a lot of access and closeness to everything that surrounds a basketball game. That's why we came up with this name. That's why there was a cow outside at the entrance when people were coming in. We really, really want people to bring their kids and feel like they are being entertained and everybody has a good time. With that said, the product on the floor is very serious, right? These guys are professionals. They've dedicated their life. So, you know, we're mixing a high level of basketball with an entertaining product around it. And I can tell you, every box was being checked except for the box in the middle of the third quarter when we were down 24 points. And I was like, well, this game looks like it might get away from us, and it'll be interesting to see how the fans react. But I noticed that nobody had left. And then, of course, we just went on that incredible run, and, you know, you just couldn't script the ending of it. And I thought your call, your color call, the shot at the end, you know, captured the excitement. I mean, who knew we would have a court storming on our first game?
Yeah, and I thought that was really pretty cool, because, I mean, and that tells you the fans' enthusiasm, because that's the very first game. So really, what the fans' expectations, but they were into the game heavily, and that court storming really set the tone for the Cows arriving.
Yeah, indeed, and certainly, Mike, that you said it could have been scripted any better, and I think, you know, you're looking for a product. It won't be that way every game, but to have it as your first one certainly would help in bringing more fans out and wanting to be a part of it.
That's what we're hoping. You know, we're hoping everybody walked out of that stadium and, you know, told 100 people I had the most incredible experience the other night. And, you know, how many people even get to see a game-winning shot like that, right?
Yes.
And, you know, and then to make it really special, it was the kid that we actually drafted at the Combine this year, our very first pick ever. And then he only got in the game with 1 second left because our best shooter had just fouled out. So he comes into the game cold with 1 second left and hits the shot.
That was meant to be, Mike. What are some of the things you and Tony people want there with the Flying Cows, or as far as the rest of the season, some things you can talk about that you're planning to do or trying to implement?
I guess this will be passed this Friday night. We're going to have the county executive there singing the Star Spangled Banner, which, you know, that's the kind of spirit thing we're looking for. You know,
yes.
She came to our, when we named our team the Flying Cows, she came to it, held up the winning sign. You know, to see people who have lots of responsibility right in the public eye to embrace the spirit of fun in this is what we're looking for. So entertainment is definitely high on the list. And we've already brought in two new players. We are looking at continuing to push the quality of the product that we have on the floor. You know, our goal is to win the championship this year, and we're hoping that's something that can help galvanize the community, you know, to create some excitement to come out and support the team and have fun. The community aspect of this is really important to us. You know, we have 12 nonprofits that we selected from the Frederick community that we're doing fundraising activities for. Each one of them is a sponsor for the game. And, you know, the idea here is for our players to be out meeting people, being accessible. That's why after every game, they're in the hallway sitting at tables and the kids line up and they get autographs, get to shake their hand and really, you know, merge and feel close to what we're doing.
Well, without question, that is something that's real important, and that will bring fans there and be, like you say, Mike, getting people involved that way. It can't miss. Frederick, you picked a good area for sure, because they will support teams, and then, like you said, with the Keys, they did that. So this was a good choice, and certainly after last week, it certainly turned out to be an even extra better one.
Yeah, I'd like to think there was some karma there in all of this. You know, not just what we're doing, but the response we've gotten from the community and helping make this happen. You know, it just all seemed to come together in just really an unbelievable way. And hopefully it is the start of what's going to be a long-term relationship with the community.
We hope so.
And on that community topic, last week when I was there, I saw a lot of people there volunteering and doing different things. How about talking a little bit about way people can become involved and things that are available for people to do to help the cows out?
Well, they can go to our website, goflyingcows.com, and we've got a section there for volunteers where they'll put you directly in touch with Chris Jenkins, who's our general manager. Chris has just been a godsend to us. He's from the Frederick. He's born and raised in the area, went to high school in the area, and turns out that basketball and building an operation and running something like this has been his dream. And that's part of the vision behind the TBL and having these teams is this is not a high-dollar operation. So, you know, we really depend on people volunteering, and we do have some paid staff who have been tremendous. There's another young woman on the staff who grew up in Frederick, went to school to study sports management, and the team is here to give people like her an opportunity to get hands-on experience. You know, when you went to that stadium last Friday, everything you were experiencing was a product of the work of these young people putting this all together. And we're helping them develop skills. You know, the downside to that is they're going to be highly qualified and jump probably to a different type of opportunity, but that will be success for us. You know, we want to open the door to give people an opportunity. And, you know, you're not going to be sitting behind a desk, you know, sticking labels on something. We, you know, this is frontline experience, working directly with the client base, putting operations together, helping us do sales. It's a real learning experience for everybody. And the community has been great. I've been blown away with the number of volunteers we have. We could use more volunteers. So, you know, it's easy just to get right in touch with our general manager through our website, and we can get you involved fast.
And another thing, you were talking about Coach Corporal's leadership, and I wanted to talk about the player, the great leader that you have, ending up with Tavares Sledge. He's kind of Coach Corporal's right-hand man and a dynamic player, 39 points in the first game and double-figure rebounds both nights. But his presence and kind of what he does before the game, talking to the fans and everything, talk about him a little bit, Mike.
Well, the first thing that told us when we brought him on board is we need to sign Tavares. Step number one, because you got to get him here. You know, Tavares came back here in September at our first press conference to announce that the team was coming to Frederick. He has been a dream, actually, in all respects for what you would like to build your team around. We have given him the C and put it on his uniform to be the captain. He understands coach's system. He is excellent at communicating with the players. He leads by example. There isn't a kid that he won't stop and talk to and make feel warm and welcomed. And I think we really saw what he was about on Friday night when we were down by 24 points. You know, it could have been easy for that group of guys to fall apart and, you know, let that game get out of hand. And I think Tavares, you know, stepped forward and showed his leadership and rallied the team around him and, you know, created a real special moment for everybody.
Yeah, he sure did.
We're excited. We're really excited to have him out in the community and representing the team.
Yeah, and I've seen that in practice. And I got to say, for the rest of the guys, they all seem real excited to be here. They're high-character guys. And to have Coach Corporal there, he's a great leader for those guys. And I just think this is going to be a match made in heaven, Frederick.
Yes.
And the Frederick Flying Cows.
Yes, indeed. There's no question there, Mike, that you have everything in place from what we're seeing and hearing. And I think it's certainly on its way to becoming a staple here in Frederick. And I think you're really going to be glad that you chose this area to bring this team here.
Well, you know, just the fact that you guys are having me on to talk about it is an example of what you just said. You know, this can't work the way we want it to without the involvement of people throughout the community. And, you know, we know it's not going to be easy. People are busy and they've got things that they're doing. And to make sure that we can find a way that we can play a role in their decisions on where they want to spend some of their time, especially with their kids, feeling they can bring their kids here, see good role models, have a wonderful experience. You know, if you play the game of basketball, that's all multiplied by 10, right? Because,
right,
as you said, I'm glad you said that about the guys, because this is new to me. And, you know, this is my first time meeting these guys. And it has surpassed my expectations, how the character these guys exhibit. They love the game. They deeply appreciate the opportunity to play it at this level. And I can tell you, to a man, every single one of them was blown away with the support that we got on our opening weekend. And in fact, one of them came up to me shaking his head saying, who's been in the league for 7 years, he said, you know, this doesn't happen on opening night. You know, you don't get crowds like this. And the enthusiasm that we were hearing, he looked generally stunned at the experience that they had. So, you know, that's a two-way street. And as you guys are saying, I hope that we have sparked something that we can build on, and let's see where this goes.
Indeed. And, of course, as you well know, Mike, time goes by so quickly, and we're running out of that time here. And so I certainly want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us. And without question, the best of luck with this professional team, the Flying Cows. We're certainly pulling for everything to go going forward. And at some point, I'm sure we'd love to have you back and be able to get Tony involved too if we can next time. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be here, but we certainly had a good time, and I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Well, I thank you, and definitely we are more than welcome or more than happy to jump in anytime you want to talk to us. And you definitely got to get Tony on because he'll be a good interview.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. For Tim Abercrombie, I'm Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next week.